Kovnu dvorim oidus matnes habachira shenitna mimiroimim lekol adam. In the previous chapters, we spoke at length about the gift of bechira that's given to everybody. U'mataros elabates tchunois tzelem elokim sheboi. The purpose of that bechira is for us to express the koyach of tzelem elokim that we have. Val yedei kach hunase kol yochol. When you utilize your bechira to express your tzelem elokim, you become kviyochol like a kodesh baruch hu kol yochol. V'nekudas habechira shelo hu kol yochol, afilu keneged Hashem yisparach. In the area where a person is exercising his bechira, nothing can interfere. Not even Hashem. Not that he can't, it's because he does it. Hakodesh baruch hu esa atzmoi tolu kviyochol b'adam sheyachlit libcho b'toiv v'chalila b'ra. In order to understand this sugya properly, we're going to look at two examples. Adam Arishon Vaydas Abravino. We're on a little bit of a historical journey here, trying to understand where we're holding today. Adam Arishon Vayosef Gan Eden Koyde Machet Chai B'Matzav Shel Ulisaneg Al Hashem V'Lanus Miziv Shkinosim. Adam Arishon before the Chet, it's hard for us to understand what Adam Arishon before the Chet was, because we have no musag of what that world looked like. Adam Arishon in Gan Eden was in a matzav of Lisaneg Al Hashem V'Lanus Miziv Shkinosim. Bol Avodo Kva Iskai Matachlis Abriya. In him, the Tachlis of the Briya was already Makayim. He was given one lotase, one mitzvah lotase that he had to makan, not to eat from the eitzadas. We don't know what that means and why it should be like that. That's not a subject. But had Adam Arishon not eaten from the eitzadas, the world would have reached its purpose, why it was created, and everything would have gone to where it had to be, and everything would have been fine. Ulam ulayim at b'shemosoy. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, as we know, and he destroyed the entire world. We don't understand what he did. We don't understand. Before we try to understand, we have to understand we don't understand. What exactly Adam Arishon was thinking, what he did, and how, whatever. Try to understand as much as we can about. We don't understand. Ulam, however, Chazal Gilolanu. Our rabbis have taught us, Kil Adam Arishon Hayu es kol hasibes sholam shelo luchto. If you're a betting man, who would you put your money on? Adam Arishon to succeed or Avram Avinu to succeed? You put those two profiles into a computer. What's the computer to predict who's going to make it and who's not? Adam Arishon had every reason not to fail. He had every reason to succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol shechna oto shele lichtoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begged him not to sin. Hu anik omatzav shel oinik she'ein lanu shum asogu begoidle. We have no idea of the tainuk, the pleasure that Adam Arishon was experiencing in Gan Eden. Melochim tzeirim lebosu mesnanim lo yayin. The Melochim were roasting for meat and giving him wine. I can't imagine that Adam Arishon's pleasure in the meat and the wine is like our joy of a barbecue. That's not what we're talking about here. He didn't even have a zig of rain here. Us in the best matzav we could put ourselves into would still have an irbub of evil inside ourselves. He had nothing of that. What was he thinking? He had no reason to sin, nothing to gain, everything to lose. The best support system you could ever want. What happened here? Ma kara po? Ha'ez bu shekidei she'atov hazu she'hayiti v'kodesh baruch hu imoy lo tihye lechem chesed We explained that in order for the ultimate good that Hashem wants to give us, that relationship with Him, in order for that not to be considered lechem chesed, in order for not to be charity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam HaRishon nekuda daka min bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Adam HaRishon a small area of bechira. Ubenekuda zoi kviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolu boi shereim Adam HaRishon lo yishma letziv Hashem. Hayeich lepol negen Hashem yisbrach kviyochel. He gave him one small area of bechira where he was able to go against Hashem in order that if he does what Hashem wants, he earns the reward. He doesn't get it for free. Uyeisamikach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yediya lo ki beichol toy la'achri v'soilo. Hashem warned Adam HaRishon, you can destroy my world. V'kach amru chazal. B'shah shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, not luvach zero, kol ilon negan eder. He took him around on a tour. He took him on a garden tour to show him. We don't know what the trees in Gan Eden were, but he showed him all the trees in Gan Eden. Some kind of horticultural experience. You know, show him all the trees, whatever that means. Vamalo, raw maisi. Have a look at my deeds. Kamenayim v'shubachimayim. Look how beautiful and praiseworthy I created you. V'kol mashabarasi b'shvilcha barasi. I created it all for you, Adam HaRishon. You see this beautiful world with all the trees in Gan Eden, whatever Gan Eden looked like, all for you. Tendaitcha, pay attention. Pay attention that you don't destroy. Tekalkel, don't ruin and destroy my world. Adam HaRishon has been told, yeah, you have the power to be mekalkel and v'tachri. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gila lo ki nitnoi b'yoda b'chira v'akoyach l'achri v'sa'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have b'chira and the power to destroy the entire world. U'lechen yom v'akish meni sh'lo y'achriv chas v'olam. He asks him, but don't. You have the power to destroy the world. I'm asking you, please don't. B'chata v'chay. Hashem does the same to us. You have b'chira. You can choose the path of life. You can choose the path of death. Open. B'chata v'chay. I'm begging you, please do the, go the nice way. Mashachen Kora, Adam HaRishon hichlit livdoik lenasot. Adam HaRishon wanted to check this out. Ein be'emes bishviloi nivra ilam? The world's really created for me? We all have a chiyuv every day to say bishvili nivra ilam. Anybody believes that? How many times have I said bishvili nivra ilam? And how many times when you come to think, should I do this aveiro or not? You think, what does it matter? One little aveiro. You think I'm doing anything in this world? My, you think Hashem cares if I, you know, going to change Hashem's great cosmic plans if I, whatever, you know. You know, 10 minutes before 6 hours up and I'm chalishing for that chocolate. You know, you think it's going to change the world if I... But 1 second, you just said, Bishrilo Elam, and the next bit, you say, no, well, what am I in this world? Do we really believe that Bishrilo Elam, you know? Adam HaRishon wanted to test it. And be'emes kol ha'briya atzuma ha'nechshefes mul eina nivra b'shvili ad kedei kach she'im hu yechta. Is it true that this entire world, the cosmic heavens and the seas and the stars and the sun and ha'kol ha'kol ha'kol, if I do a sin, I'm machri v'sa'ilo? And be'emes ba'al b'chiru v'yoyche l'poil k'kol she'yetza? Or she'emu u'mubba? Maybe I can't, maybe I can. You stop having doubts. Adam HaRishon Nisa V'Achri V'Soyla. He wanted to test it. So what did he do? He tested and destroyed the world. Adam HaRishon Mimshechu Bo Esrim Dairais Shekulam Ayu Mek'isim L'Fonim Yisparach. After Adam HaRishon's son, there were 20 generations that continued and each one angered Hashem. Remember the Loshon Chazal? The Loshon of Chazal? Ad Shebo Avram Avinu V'Notol Schakulam. Avram Avinu came along and took all their reward. Yesh lai, madu chazal mitbaitim shekola doris hayu makisim lefonov. Why do chazal use this lotion to tell us that they didn't do what they were supposed to do by saying they angered Hashem? V'rayayu bo'isim doris, tzadikim kachanoich, musur shaleach, noach, shem va'iva. There were great tzadikim in those generations. Chazal tell us. Chanoich became malach mentet, musur shaleach, noach, shem va'iva. Hashem was Malki Tzedek. They were the great, great, great people who knew Hashem. Nevim, who makes a nefesh for Hashem. Kulay Tzadikim Kudoy Shailem Elyon. Shem Va'eva were your
grands, were your Zaydah, your Boba and Zaydah's Rebbe.
Avraham Avinu went to learn Vashem Va'eva and he sent his kids to learn Vashem Va'eva. Vim came a door like Avraham Avinu who Shevol, but not all Schar Kulam.
What was Avraham Avinu when I took the Schar?
What happened to Shem Va'eva? The Rabbi already asked this question of the Rambam there, the case of Mishnah is a territory. Plenty of approaches to this question. Where was Shem Va'eva in this picture? What happened to them? And there's many different approaches. We'll go one approach here. When you finish this, you'll be able to say Shalos Ani Goy properly, that's for sure. If you're not saying it properly now, that's a shame. When you finish this, you'll be able to say Shalos Ani Goy properly. Change your life. Chazal Baruch Kodshom Gidu La'ane Esahevdel Shebeinoach HaTzadik Lavram Avinu. And by the way, even after Shem Va'eva met Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov learned from Yeshiva 40 years, they stayed Shem Va'eva, they never Magayit. I would have thought you spent 40, you have a Talmud like Yaakov, 14 years, learns in your Yeshiva, you know, you contemplate maybe Magayit. No, they stayed B'nai Noach. Pela Otsu. If Shem would come back today, I don't know if he machal Shabbos to save his life. Yaakov is ready for 40 years. But I'm asking, how come they weren't? How come these great people were? And we know because Noach met Avram. Noach and Avram's lives overlapped, and we know that they met. And Shem Va'eva for sure Avram Avinu met. He learned that. What were they thinking? Yaakov, Yitzchok. Yankiv was 14 years by Shem
Va'eva.
Was Malki Tzedek. Shem, I'm talking about Shem. You didn't Magaya? They stayed B'nai Noach. They were Makisim Es Hashem. It's a discussion, by the way, I just want to take you. Rav Taber takes the Malach that they were also Makisim Es Hashem, as you'll see now. There are approaches that hold that's not true. That the generation is Machis as Hashem, but the great Mashlach, Noach, Shem Va'eva, the great Tzaddikim that lived, weren't Machis as Hashem. The question then is so why didn't they bring the Gula? Why weren't they Noitul Schok Kulam? That's going to be a kasha. Well, what was Avram Avinu? What was Avram's Maila over these people? That's what we want to try and find out. So Chazal explained it to us. Rashi in the Pasuk in Bereishis, it says, Es Elokim Tishalech Noach. Uba Avram hu oime asher hislachti lefonoch. Noach, it says, who walked with Hashem. You walked with Hashem? Avram Avinu walked in front. Noach hatzarich sa'ad toimchoi. Noach needed to walk with Hashem because he couldn't walk on his own. Aval Avram hayu mitchazuk malek betzit kome alo. Avram Avinu walked on his own with his own tzitkas. As a Torah Nivaru Lala, I have to explain what's his difference. He walked with Hashem, he walked in front of Hashem. I said, ma bidyuk. Oid metzina bedivrei Chazal, ki Noach hayu ma'amin v'ainu ma'amin. Chazal tell us, Noach was a ma'amin v'ainu ma'amin. What does that mean? Vilo Avram Avinu hayu roish ha-ma'aminim. V'olav neva ma'amin ba'ashem v'yech shova lo tztoka. Avram Avinu was ma'amin ba'ashem and was considered stalker. What's he going to do with stalker? I believe in Hashem and therefore I gave stalker to Hashem. I didn't give stalker to Hashem. Avram Avinu asoga kol shebe kedusha shel Noach HaTzadik. Don't think for 1 minute we can understand the kedusha of a Noach HaTzadik. He was a Novi, he was Meisa Nefesh 120 years to build the Teva. He lived with Nisim Nifloim. The entire year in the Teva was one miracle after the next. The entire Teva was a miracle. It was the Aron HaKodesh. The Teva was mamash the Aron HaKodesh. That's what he was building. He wasn't building a little ship to put all the animals on. You know how much chance you had of getting all the animals onto that ship? Zero. You know what chance you had of bringing food onto the ship for all those animals and feeding each one and when he needed? Efes. The entire thing was a miracle. The same as the Aron HaKodesh, the same as the Mishkan. They didn't fit, the sizes don't fit. Yeshua took all of Klal Yisrael and stuck them between the two Bar Aharon. It was Dalet Amos. How did you do that? You can't do that. The entire experience that Malkus was experiencing, the entire world got destroyed, and he was the only one that survived. That's some darga. But he was ma'amin velo ma'amin. Avraham Avinu was ma'amin ve'yachshavu l'tzedakah. So we don't understand Noah. Shayu novi u'b'schus yesh hemshech lo'olam lacham abu. If it wasn't for the schus of Noah, we wouldn't be here today. Well, what's Chazal telling us here? Balat Teferi Shlomo, Schuse Yogan Aleinu Megales Ozneinu, but Parshas Lech Lecho. Parshas Lech Lecho, he opens the ears a little bit. Oy Yaima v'derech zeh, p'shupi Yishrash Yaniskeliel zeh, shoyim elokai Avraham. Hina yedua ki gam koidim shibu Avraham Avinu Avar Shalom, lo ilam. Hayuchach me kodom philosophim, שהם אמינים במציאס הבורי ברוך הוא. What's this that we say, okay, Avraham? There were plenty great philosophers, tzaddikim, מאמינים in the מציאס of the בורי ברוך הוא, before Avraham Avinu came along. From here you see that Avraham Avinu's chiddush wasn't monotheism. Avraham Avinu was not mechadish to the world, monotheism. He might have discovered it for himself, before he met Noah who told him about it. And that was very, very nice. He learned it from himself. He didn't get it from the Masorah, but he didn't mechadish it. There were great people before Noah, before Avraham Avinu, that knew about one God. Yeah, Noah. Who was Noah talking to if not the one God? Plenty of people knew that Hashem was infinite and He created the world. I'm the Bezed Tov. This is the mistake. They understood in error that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness is in the higher world and that he rules in the lower world. It's like a king. He sits in his palace in London and he rules in India at a distance. Yeah, the King of England doesn't go to India and make sure that, you know, people are paying their tax on the tea sale, or whatever they were up to, whatever the British were doing all over the world. He sat in his palace and he sent out shlichim and he took care of the world from a distance. Today you can do it online. You can sit on the top of a mountain and be a king and rule the world. Until somebody makes a fashla. My bank in South Africa, the Yeshiva's bank account in South Africa, in all its glory, decided to reset everyone's passwords. Right? But there were some mistakes happening, whatever, so you actually have to go into the branch and get the reset password, because there's a lot of fraud and there's a lot of this, whatever. So you have to get them to reset your PIN and then you go online and you reset or whatever. But what happens if you're not in South Africa right now? Yeah. What happens if you're not in South Africa right now? I'm completely blind. I can't do banking. Because my internet banking's down and I'm stuck. They were finished. In the good old days, you know, you didn't have internet banking, so you had a bank in South Africa. You had somebody there who'd take care of your accounts and whatever. All of a sudden. But today, everything's online. It's online. The woman online goes offline. Boom, zero. I'm stuck. I can't move it. Can't do nothing. Yeah, no. You can ask them. My 12-year-old neighbor will get into the account from you. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just trying to explain. You know, we live in a world where we think everything's moving so nice and everything's beset or whatever. You just need one schwarz in South Africa to make a mistake and you're stuck. You can phone, you can talk, you can do what you want. I don't need. It's all very nice, but until you come here and show your face and sign on the dotted line, you're not getting the new ATM PIN. Finished. Let me do it online, I'll reset. You don't understand. If you don't come. The problem here is not that. The problem is we online, you know? Anyway, so you can rule the world online until someone pulls the plug and the world crashes.
What would happen if there wouldn't be internet for one day in the world?
You know how many people would die? No, I'm serious. Imagine the rehab centers, you know, the WhatsApp anonymous groups, you know. So, imagine some of these women out there for 24 hours without WhatsApp, they're down. Literally down on the spot. You ever seen a heroin addict being deprived of heroin? You see what it looks like?
It's the same with the internet. You know how many, addicts are out there that if you would deprive them of it for one day, they would go nuts, they would go mad? You know how many people die if you switched off the internet for 1 minute? How many aeroplanes would fall out of the sky? How many women couldn't go shopping on Amazon? They would go. People would pop. I'm telling you, I'm not joking.
No, but it's more serious than that. There wouldn't be electricity.
Nothing. Tom, those are the obvious ones. But said there wouldn't be anything. The economies of the world will collapse. Missiles would fly, bombs would go off that shouldn't. Chaos. Someone must have written a science fiction book about this already, you know, like Armageddon 23 or something. the day after, you know, internet crashes.
Yeah.
You're talking about the big problems, you know, the electricity, whatever. I'm talking about human problems. People get out of their minds. I met the doctor the other day. There's sitting a Haredi woman, so-called Haredi woman, whatever Haredi means. She's sitting and she's on her phone, but like, not on her phone, in her phone. Mama's like, buried in her phone. A little 1 or 2 year old crawling around the floor, playing Lego on the floor there, whatever. She's obviously there to take the kid to the doctor. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this. The kid's going, Emma! And she's going, yeah. 20 minutes I was there, she never mitapelled with the child, not 1 second. She was doing whatever she was doing, must have been very important stuff, I don't know. And the kid's like playing on the floor. She wasn't even watching. The kid could have swallowed a Lego, Rahmanat's lunch. She wouldn't have known he was joking. She wouldn't have known. That's how we're raising a generation, yeah? Someone told me yesterday, says there's a kid in the bank. If you need Ishrim or whatever, go to her. Because she's so busy on her phone, she doesn't even look. You just put something on her nose, she signs and she's back in her phone. He says, whatever you need, he's not joking. I know the guy, he's a businessman. He said to me, whatever I need, I go there, I say, can you sign here? She signs back in her phone. You could write there, Abdullah, you know, Muhammad, whatever. She doesn't, she see. It's frightening to watch. Says, it's mummy's frightening to see. We're just upset because we didn't think of Amazon. That's the problem, you see. That's the only reason why I don't like the internet. I'm jealous. Fine. So, that's how they understood Hashem runs the world at a distance. He rules the higher world. He rules here, but like a king rules a Medina at a distance. Ulam Echad Hayu Avram Avinu. What's that Hayu Avram Avinu? He came to the realization himself that the Ika of all the creatures, of all the creations in the Shemaim and the Aretz, and all the legions, that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted from this Bria was to get Nachas Ruach, whatever that means. This is a big philosophical kasha. I'm just warning you now because it's not so posh. The Shittas that say it's awesome to say this. The Shittas say you can say it. In fact, there's many places in Chazal that say it. It's a big sugya and I haven't learned it properly. To say that Hashem gets Nachas Ruach from us is a problem. What's the problem? It says he's lacking something. It's like he's lacking something, he gets Nachas Ruach for us. We have to understand what this means. But there are Rishonim that use this Loshon, and therefore we're going to use it. Rav Taub goes with the Shita and we'll learn it. But I'm just warning you that there are Achronim that don't like this Loshon very much. Destin didn't like this Loshon. Anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, the lowest species you could think of, made out of mamash dust and blood and flesh. That's what raises and elevates the covet of Hashem more than anything else. You made the heavens, you machaya everything, you give life to everything in the heavens. And you chose Avram. Everything was all for Avram. Because Avram was the because Avram was the only one that through his own seichel understanding came to realize this. Because that's the covenant of Hashem in this lowly world. Somebody that'll come along and recognize that I'm here to have a relationship with Hashem and that I can give Hashem something. Zeh Shomru, Eli told us Hashemayim Varetz Behivra Om. These are the toldos of the heavens and the earth in their creation. What's Loshen in their creation? Ba'avraham. You see the word? Behivra Om is Loshen Avraham. Because the entire Bria was for Avram. You chose Avram. You found his heart, Neman, faithful, whatever the word means, in front of you. He was the one that stood in all the worlds and all the midas that were created in the higher worlds, and he brought them down into the lower world. That's why we say Elokai Avram. He was the first one that brought God into this world. That's why we say Elokai Avram. That's what it means. The chariot, the makava, he brought Hashem into the world. This is all the Tiferet Shlomo, Ayin Shab, Be'arichus. I spoke in New York, I gave the other pshat, yeah, the Tetzis pshat. Tetzis is a different pshat to this question.
He uses different language, like here and over, maybe about a month ago.
What do you mean?
Giving Hashem nachas. From what I understood in the world when he said that Hashem doesn't lack anything, this is about a month ago. And we just got to do our own thing to get close to Hashem. He doesn't lack anything if we do or don't do. And over here, now he's talking about doing something for...
Okay, so you have a fundamental... One second. The whole Ashkafia is based on the fact that you have to give Hashem something. The entire first part of the Sefer that we learned is introducing the Ramchal. The Arizal says the same thing. That the world was created in order to bestow good on us. But you have to earn that good. When you choose to earn the good, you give Hashem the opportunity to give to you. What's the Nachas Ruach you give Hashem? You give Him, Kevi Yachol, the ability to give. Because if you don't earn it, He won't give it to you. So that's the fundamental foundation of this entire thesis. Is there something you can give Hashem? The ability to give to you. Now, giving Hashem Nachas Ruach, which is what he's calling it, I've mentioned is a machloikas. And it's not a posh that you're saying whatever. He says it. He does say it. And there are plenty of them showing him. Because I'll mention this lashon, and therefore we learn that way. Rav Chal says it. Obviously it's done. I don't think the machloikas is so big. The question is, how do you understand that giving we give Hashem? Ultimately, if you think about it, it's a taking. And Hashem's taking is a giving. Rav Dessler mentioned many times, something that looks like a taking is actually a giving, and something that looks like a giving is actually a taking.
That's so, what we learned about it.
Right. So when we use the Losh to Hashem, we're using it in the sense of Kaviyachal we give to Hashem. We're giving Him the opportunity to give to us. And without that, He won't give to us. Not because He's Mugbal, but because He makes Himself Mugbal for our good. Sometimes a parent says to do that. Sometimes why do you say no to your child? Why do you mugbill yourself? You can give your child whatever you want. Right? The chocolate chip cookies, they're yours, they're there, you can reach them, you know, they're not too hard for you. Your child wants a chocolate cookie, you can give him a million chocolate chip cookies. Why do you say no? Why do you mugbill yourself? It's not good for him. Oh, that's what Hashem does. Hashem can't say, I can do anything. If I'll give you, even if you don't deserve it, because that's what I want to do. But he doesn't. He mugbills himself, kaviyachol, that he won't earn. Because a giving that you didn't earn is not the ultimate good. And he wants us to get the ultimate good. There's a ksat dak, about that was the chiddush of Avraham Avinu. The chiddush of Avraham Avinu was that I'm here to do chesed for Hashem. You can do chesed for Hashem. Avraham Avinu wasn't a napi koyres. He meant that I can help Hashem to fulfill the final purpose of creation by doing his rotzon. If I do the mitzvahs, not because you got to do the mitzvahs, I'm doing the mitzvahs because that's what builds and enables the relationship.
You said that Avraham Avinu wasn't the first one to come up with monotheism.
No, right? Adam Rishon knew about it before.
Right. Shem Be'ezer
also knew about it.
Exactly. What was the point that Avraham Avinu was so, that he expounded on it, that is so special?
Excellent question. So the Rambam, the verse finished. Well, it was on Talmud, it was supposed to be. The Briskerov said, Bris was never early or late, it was exactly where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Excellent question. So Lamai said, the Kesef Mishnah asked, and Magid Mishnah asked your question. When the Rambam brings these chazals we just bought, and the Rambam brings them down now, the Rav already asked the Kasha, where was Shem Va'eva? Well, what was the big Kiddush of Avraham Avinu? So there, the Kesef Mishnah shares that Avraham Avinu was Machrit. The difference in Avraham Avinu and Shem Va'eva was that Avraham Avinu was machris. He announced, he proclaimed. Shem Va'eva founded a little mountain retreat and they talked about God. But they didn't go out advertising. They didn't set up a website, they didn't send out kiruv rabbis. They sat and told him. Avraham Avinu opened up a kiruv organization. That's a piece of mission. So that's what he says, and that's fine. Well, that's all the kiruv organizations bring that as a right, that you have to do kiruv. Said, lovely. Or is that a kasha? Or is it a kasha? What's the fundamental difference? Shem Va'eva was sitting and teaching. I was doing kiruv. Everyone's got a different job in the world. You need the Rav Shaks of the world. You need the Rav Nachwandigs of the world. And you need people to do kiruv. Well, what's the problem? Why is there such a fundamental difference that he stays a Ben Noach and we became 613 and they stayed 7? Yeah, as the Mordechai Miller says, Ephes is closer to 7. A goy is closer to a behemoth than he is to a yid. Because the gap between 0 to 7 is much smaller than the gap from 7 to 613. He stayed a goy. He gave up Olam Haba. Why? Just because he did kiruv and he didn't? Why is it nafkamim? So I said like this, why was Avraham Avinu machriz and they weren't? Why wasn't Noach machriz? He was ready to give up his life for Hashem. He risked his life for 120 years. Even though going on building the Teva, Chazal say was risking his life. They wanted to kill him. He was prepared to do that. So why didn't he go to kiruv? Well, Avraham Avinu was the only one that did kiruv. At Kadai, that Nimrod didn't even try and kill Noah. Nimrod wasn't bothered by Shem Va'eva. He never tried to close the yeshiva down. Why didn't Nimrod send his troops off to Shem Va'eva and close the yeshiva down? Like Bakli. You want to teach Torah, teach Torah. So what was Avraham Avinu upsetting him so much for? Because Avraham Avinu came up with this chiddush, okay, that I love Hashem, and Hashem loves me. And if I love Hashem, then I love what's important to Hashem. What's important to Hashem is the rest of the world. It wasn't because Avraham Avinu did kiruv, it's why Avraham Avinu did kiruv. Avraham Avinu did kiruv because he understood, if you love the Father, you try to make peace between the Father and the Son. If you've got a friend who's the Father and Son are getting on so well, and you've got a bit of a sprach with the Son, you wouldn't want to make peace between the Father and the Son because you love the Father? That's Avraham Avinu. Noach and Shem, you still do what you're told. Be a good soldier. It's a difference if you think, if you want to find a marshal for the difference between a soldier and a businessman. A soldier does what he's told. A businessman looks for bucks, he looks for the profit. He's always upgrading, he's concerned about a worker, he gets a check at the month, he does what he wants. Business succeed, it doesn't seem lo manieno to. The boss, he's planning, strategizing, what can I do more to make the business succeed? That was Avraham Avinu. He understood that you can have a relationship with Hashem. There's a two-way street here, there's a covenant here, there's a bris. Noach just understood, you be a soldier, you do what you're told. You have to die, you die. But never as an understanding that I can have a relationship with Hashem. In fact, Noach held that what Avraham Avinu did by going to the Kishonesh was awesome, because no one told him to. Noach held that you can't go to the Kishonesh. It's awesome, he told you to kill yourself, you kill yourself. But you voluntarily going to the Kishonesh, your life. Make it. Avraham Avinu. The relationship I have with Hashem demands me to go in there rather than to be Oyvah of Avodah Zarah. What did they teach? Interesting question. What were they learning? There must be somebody around disciples or whatever, people that were witness and looking or whatever. There's always people that wake up a bit. That's a nice piece of business.